Hello, 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 and welcome everyone to another episode of Demimonde Paranormal Podcast. How are we all doing tonight? I hope you guys are doing well. And happy December. So, as you guys may or may not know, I'm Tori from Demimonde Paranormal on Facebook.com, where we are a private paranormal group where we discuss all things supernatural. This includes witchcraft, ghost stories, werewolves, vampires, aliens, cryptids, you name it. All things supernatural, we'll discuss it. But in this episode, we will be talking about doppelgangers. Now, before we go any farther with the topic of tonight's episode, I just want to mention that Demimonde Paranormal puts out all new episodes each and every Friday, all things supernatural, and the topics vary from famous ghost stories to audible tours of foreign countries of their most haunted spots. And we've done quite a few of those in the past. If you would like to scroll through our library of episodes, we've got quite a few countries that we've went to, such as Italy, Greece, Egypt, Japan, England. You get the message. And also, if you would like to join our private group at Demimonde Paranormal, you are more than welcome to do so. We're a big paranormal family on that group. All you have to do is answer one simple question, and we will be glad to allow you entry into our little supernatural, if you will, family. But enough of that talk. Tonight, we're going to be talking about your evil twin, or something known as your doppelganger. So let's dive right in. Welcome to Demimonde Paranormal. And today is December 3rd, 2021. It's the official start of the holiday season. So my question to you guys is, what's your game plan for this holiday season? Do you plan to shop now or later? Or do you just plan to enjoy the holiday or this season itself? Anyway, let's get back to the spooky things. So, as I said before, tonight's episode is about doppelgangers. And you might wonder, what does doppelganger even mean? And if you guessed it's a German word, you'd be correct. The translation of the German term doppelganger translates to double walker, literally. A double walker, or a doppelganger, is a biologically unrelated lookalike of a person, a spitting image of a person. A living person, that is. It is a literal double image of that person, and in both mythology and fiction, in those tales, the doppelganger is portrayed as a ghostly phenomenon that is viewed as a harbinger of bad luck or misfortune, illness, or even death. There is a theory that everyone has a double somewhere in the world. But meeting your apparent doppelganger is known to be a bad omen. The twin, or your double, is considered to be evil. And you are, essentially, the good twin. So basically, there's two people. There's you and your double. Your double is the evil twin, and you are the good one. There is speculation that the doppelganger that you or your friends or family encounter is actually an apparition caught in a different or alternate dimension. Coming face to face with your doppelganger could mean that both you and your double are in trouble. According to folklore, encountering your doppelganger could even mean that you are doomed to die sometime soon. Also in folklore, the ghostly double is said to have a reflection, is said to not have a reflection in a mirror, and they also do not cast a shadow. In Carl Sandburg's book, Abraham Lincoln, The Prairie Years and the War Years, Abraham Lincoln told his wife, Mary Todd, that he had seen two versions of himself in the mirror. One version of his face was ghastly pale, while the other one was normal. Mary Todd had thought that it was a sign that he was about to be reelected at the end of his term, and he would then serve out a second term. But he would not survive his second term. Lincoln died by execution by John Wilkes Booth 42 days into his second term as president. So isn't that wild, y'all? Could you imagine being a president of the United States, and one day, one morning, you wake up and you look at yourself in the mirror and you see two faces. One is yourself and the other one is also yourself, but the other one looks literally like you, only dead or as a ghost. Tell me that wouldn't freak you out. And then you go into the other room and you tell your husband or your wife, "Oh, I saw two versions of my face in the mirror." Although I do wonder how Mary Todd Lincoln thought that by her husband seeing himself as a ghost or a double of himself, I wonder how she thought that that would mean that he would serve out two terms, only that term he would not survive to the end of it. Now that I think about it, it makes sense. It's all coming together in my head, but I've got to imagine that that's pretty freaky to even think about. She just knew, and she was right. Anyway, on to our next part. Now, what I'm going to talk about here is something called bilocation. Now, bilocation is a psychic ability to project an image of one's self in a second location. This is also known as a wraith, which is indistinguishable from the real person. And they can interact with one another just as the real person would interact with family and friends in everyday life. In both Norwegian and Egyptian mythology, the body doubles are referred to in both mythologies, but some doppelgangers became popular in the mid-19th century with a surge in the interest of the paranormal in both Europe and America. In what is known as present-day Latvia, a 32-year-old French woman named Emily Sage was teaching an all-exclusive all-girls school near Weimar in 1845. She was writing on the blackboard one day when her exact double, or her doppelganger, appeared beside her. Now here's where it gets really creepy, y'all. The figure copied every move the teacher made, even though it did not hold any chalk in its hand. There were 13 witnesses to the strange phenomena. Of course, during the course of the next year, Emily Sage's doppelganger was seen several times. The most notable occurrence of Emily's doppelganger made an appearance on one hot summer day in 1846 in front of 42 students. Now, while working, the students who were sitting at long tables, they could look out the window and see their teacher in the school garden collecting wildflowers. While she was in the garden, her doppelganger appeared in the chair, and she left the room to speak to the headmistress. All while the real Emily Sage was still in the garden collecting flowers. Apparently, when two students attempted to touch the apparition, the strange figure, they felt an odd resistance of air surrounding the figure of Emily Sage. Then the ghastly image slowly vanished. So how about that, y'all? I have another story, a very famous story, of yet another doppelganger. And this time it happened to a famous 16th century English poet by the name of John Donne. The 16th century English poet John Donne was visited by the supposed doppelganger of his wife. Now she appeared to him holding a newborn baby. The apparition was full of great sadness, and at the same time, the doppelganger appeared to John while his wife delivered a stillborn child. This story was in a biography about John Donne and published in 1675, 40 years after his death. Now, a friend of John Donne, the English writer Isaac Walton, also related a similar story. And both tales from John and Isaac were the subject of question authenticity, because they offered different crucial details. My next story of famous doppelgangers is from Johann Wolfgang Goethe. What's interesting about Johann Wolfgang Goethe is not a lot of people know how to pronounce his last name. It's spelled G-O-E-T-H-E. And at first, when I first read his name, I thought it was Goethe or something like that. But no, that is completely wrong. And it was actually a question a few times on Jeopardy on how to pronounce his last name. Now, Johann was not only a poet, he was also a playwright, a novelist, a scientist, theater director, and a critic as well. And he was a German-born poet. And he also had quite the most interesting encounter with his own doppelganger. So, I'm gonna tell you his tale. But not before mentioning that he is considered the greatest German literary figures in the modern era. He actually wrote of an encounter of his own doppelganger in his autobiography called Poetry and Truth. In his experience, while he was traveling to Drusenheim to meet his lover, Frederica Brion, he met a man wearing a gray suit with gold trimming. Now, he met this strange man on a road and once he was traveling. The man briefly appeared, then vanished. So, sometimes later, about 8 years later, Johann was traveling down the same road he had years earlier to meet the very same lady. when he was again visited by the same image. The man in the gold-trimmed suit, this time, was wearing the very same thing that Johann himself was wearing, and that's when he realized that he had met himself 8 years earlier. He had met an image of himself from the future, and now he had met the same double again. And this time, Johann was even wearing that present suit. As he told in his memoir that the double had comforted him because he and his lover had parted ways after that visit. The next famous tale of a doppelganger that I'm going to tell you guys about is the story of the Sister Mary of Jesus. Now, this story took place in 1622 in the Isolito Mission, which is now New Mexico, when Father Alonso de Benavides reported observing Germano Indians as they carried crosses. They observed Catholic rituals, and they knew Roman Catholic liturgy in their native tongue, even though they had never met any kind of Spaniards. When Father Alonso returned to Spain, he launched an investigation into this strange phenomenon. Also, the Germano Indians had previously told him that a mysterious lady in blue had come to them and taught them Christianity in their own native tongue. Father Benavides' investigation led him to Sister Mary of Jesus in Agreda, Spain. Sister Mary told him that she converted North American Indians by not in body, but in soul or spirit. She also claimed that she had regularly fell into a cataleptic trance, when she also called this trance dreams. And in these dreams, she was swept off to a strange and wild land. There is where she also taught the gospel. Sister Mary was also able to very clearly detail the customs and dress of the Germano Indians. This included even their clothing as well. Now, this was not common, as that research was not really available to her, because the Germano Indians were fairly recently discovered by Europeans. She didn't learn their language, so how did she communicate with them? When asked about this strange coincidence, if she learned the language, she replied, "I didn't. I simply spoke to them, and God let us understand one another." So, what do you guys think? Do you believe Sister Mary's story about how she taught the Germano Indians gospel in their native tongue without actually even learning it? Or do you think it was some type of elaborate hoax? What do you guys think happened? I thought that story was really interesting, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I have another interesting little tidbit here. Some scientists believe that we have 6 doppelgangers wandering around the world. Can you believe that? 6 doppelgangers. There's 6 of us, excluding ourselves, walking around the world that we don't even know about yet. Okay, so I have one more famous tale about doppelgangers. Now, this is the terrible death omen of Catherine the Great. Catherine the Great was a Russian empress in the 18th century, and she was the longest female ruling leader in the country's history. However, in 1796, she had a haunting encounter with her own doppelganger just before her death. One evening, when her servants frantically woke Catherine up, overseeing her doppelganger in her throne room, sitting silently. Obviously confused and terrified, Catherine ordered her servants to shoot the double. Only 1 week later, Catherine suddenly suffered a stroke and passed away when she was 67 years old. So, for our closing bit for our first segment of tonight's episode, I'm going to take you guys through some possible medical explanations for seeing your own doppelganger. One possible explanation is a syndrome called subjective doubles syndrome. This is a syndrome that causes the sufferer to actually believe that they have a doppelganger that looks exactly like them, with a completely different personality and a completely different life. Sometimes the supposed doppelganger could be a stranger or even a family member. The sufferer can become enraged by the supposed doppelganger, and this can cause psychological and physical attacks. The syndrome is associated with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, however, it is very rare. A similar condition to the subjective doubles syndrome is the Kagura syndrome. Now, Kagura syndrome is thought to be a neurological condition and similar to the Cotard's delusion as well. A sufferer with Kagura syndrome believes that an imposter hasn't taken the complete identity of a loved one or a close friend, etc. This delusion is named after a French physician by the name of Joseph Capra, who first described it. Kagura syndrome is commonly linked to both schizophrenia and also dementia, but it is also thought to be brought on through brain damage. Now, just to end this segment, I will leave you with this delusion. Cotard's delusion is also known as the walking corpse syndrome. In this syndrome, the sufferer may believe that they are dying or they are dead. They may also believe that they are missing body parts, as in they may believe that they don't have an arm or a leg that is clearly there. They also may believe that they have no organs, they have been removed, and they have no blood as well. They may or may not believe that they themselves exist, or they may or may not believe that anything at all exists. Now, Cotard's syndrome is a neuropsychiatric condition, but it can be caused by dementia, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, a stroke, subdural bleeding, epilepsy, and migraine. And that brings us to a close for the first segment of tonight's episode. Join me in our second segment, where I will tell you guys true life or real life stories, terrifying tales of real life people that have really encountered their own doppelganger. Hello and welcome to the second and final part of tonight's episode. Right now I'm going to tell you guys about real terrifying doppelganger tales that real life people have experienced. In this tale, which is a short tale, I might add, is from the Redditor HyperHams 51197. and I begin the story when I quote the author. I remember one time I was talking to my dad in a hallway of my house. I don't really remember what it was about. We both saw my mom clearly walk past us and into her room, shutting the door. I walked back out into the living room, and my mom was still on the couch, asleep. I looked back at my dad, and he looked at me. We were both terrified. We both crept over to their bedroom and looked at the closed door. Neither of us went inside. We were freaked. I'm pretty sure my dad slept on the floor that night. Our next story comes from the Reddit user Dawn Dawn Dawn. So I begin this story when I quote, "Both times that my family experienced doppelgangers, the doppelgangers refused to respond when spoken to. The first was my sister's doppelganger, who my brother told to go downstairs for lunch. She did not answer. When my brother walked downstairs, he instantly saw my actual sister wearing a different shirt. She couldn't have passed my brother so quickly, because the staircase led directly to our dining area. The second was my own doppelganger, who stood at my door at 12 p.m., mute and staring at my sister, who was on the computer. I wasn't actually home until 4 p.m. later that day, after school. My sister didn't know that until she asked me why I was staring at her without emotion earlier, around noon." Okay, you guys, so I hope you guys are liking these random real-life stories of doppelgangers I found on the web. I hope you guys enjoy this, and I hope it gives you some food for thought. Maybe doppelgangers are real. And just a question for all you listeners out there. What would you do if you met your own doppelganger? Or maybe if a friend or a family member claims that they saw you somewhere that you have not been for hours or days, or maybe it was hours off from when you actually got to that destination. What would you do? What would you think? For me personally, I don't know. And I would probably be living in a bit of fear, because they say that when somebody sees your doppelganger, or you see your doppelganger, it's a bad omen. It could mean illness, death, misfortune. I mean, nothing good. So hopefully nothing like that actually happens. But you just never know. And that brings us to our second, or no, this isn't our second story, this is our third story. And this is from the Redditor, Ultra Hot Lasagna. And I begin the story when I quote, "When I was in middle school, I was at a friend's apartment. She lived in with her mom. Her mom was cool and let us party there. And she was always at work for long or late hours. There was a group of us there, maybe six people or so. Everyone in the living room, except for this couple who were in the mom's bedroom, with the doors closed and lights off. We had all gotten pretty baked. I had just made myself a snack and was walking to my friend's bedroom, which was on the right past the friend's mom's room, where the couple was. As I walked past the mom's bedroom door, out of the corner of my eye, I saw the door opening from the inside and a partial face or head that looked identical to my friend's mom, who was not home. I didn't think anything of it, since there were so many people in this small apartment, and kept walking and sat in my friend's room. A minute later, the girl who had been screwing around in that bedroom came out and yelled at me and asked me why I had kicked the door open. I told her I saw someone come out of there, and she was adamant that I had walked in and kicked the door open. The more I thought about it, the weirder it was. I thought she was messing with me at first, but the person I saw didn't look like anyone that was there at the time. It looked like the mom, much like the mom. If it were her, it would have meant that she had somehow snuck back into the apartment after being gone for hours, hidden in her room in the dark for over an hour while this couple was messing around in her bed, and she would have had to discreetly left the room and pass the living room full of people to get to the front door. So that's a pretty freaky tale if I don't say so myself. But we're not done. I've got a few more quick little stories to tell you guys before we sign off for tonight. And our next tale is from I Am Not Harry Seldon, the Redditor. So to begin the story, I quote, "So I had just gotten real baked at my friend's apartment, walking home in broad daylight. Down the sidewalk in front of me, I see two young girls, instinctively recognizable as Mormon missionaries. They get maybe 50 feet away from me, and one of them waves and calls my name. We meet, and one of the girls gives a friendly hello, acts like she knows me. Bear in mind, I'm pretty stoned, so I'm trying to figure out if I know her from somewhere, but she catches on that I don't recognize her and acts kind of offended. So she reminds me that we had some big long conversation on her friend's porch in such and such street just a few days prior." Now, at this point in my life, I smoked a lot of weed, but I never drank or did anything else. And going to random parties and charming pretty young blondes was completely off the menu. I was already half in love from the moment she smiled at me. I don't think I would have forgotten this long engrossing conversation we apparently had. Now her expression, I remember, as I stumbled through this conversation. At first, she thought I was joking. Then she thought I was being mean. And then she thought she kind of looked as confused as I was. So I suggest, "Maybe it was my brother you met?" She looks at me skeptically. "Not unless he's your identical twin. My brother and I look like brothers, but you'd never confuse us for one another." So we awkwardly, confusedly parted ways. I don't remember the other girl ever saying anything. Then it dawns on me, my dumb, stoned brain, she knew my name. I turn around, there are a few hundred feet away, I yell, "Wait, how did you know my name?" But they don't hear me, and I foolishly couldn't muster the courage to run up to catch up with them. That shit bugged me for weeks. I wanted to know what we had talked about. So what do you guys think about that one? Do you think that was really a case of doppelganger? Or do you believe that that was really just a case of mistaken identity, which I think that was? You let me know down in the comments. And I have another tale for us, another medium to short tale, by the Redditor user Shubbykins. And I begin the story when I quote, "The first one was my husband. I turned into the hallway and saw him there, walking away from me and towards the bedroom at the opposite end. I called to him, but he didn't respond. As soon as he entered the bedroom, he turned to the left, and there's a wall just there. Not even any windows. I followed him into the bedroom, but there was no one there. My husband had been upstairs the entire time. The second time was my dad that I encountered a doppelganger. He was unloading some things from his truck and was going to bring them to the back door, which happens to open to the kitchen. I was in the kitchen when I heard a noise at the door. Through the window in the door, I saw my dad bending over, as though he was bending down to untie his shoes. I ran to the door and opened it, but there was no one there. My dad was still in his truck. Both times, it's been a family member. Both times, I haven't seen their faces. Neither event felt wrong in either way or sinister. The movements that the figures made were exactly the movements my dad or husband would have made. And that brings us to another Redditor sharing her story about her apparent visitation with a apparent doppelganger. This is from the Reddit user Celestial E-Spirit. And I begin the tale when I quote, "When I was about 16 or 17, I was really heavy into doing the Ouija board. Other stuff happened, but the doppelgangers were definitely the worst. The first one was my mom. I heard her come in, and my best friend was with me. My friend and I walked down to greet her. She looked like a younger version of my mom and was carrying groceries. So I tried calling out to her, but she didn't respond, and walked into my brother's room. Then I got a sick feeling. I called out to her, but she still didn't respond, so I followed her up. She was not there. When I walked back down, my real mom had come in and didn't know anything that was going on. She was also wearing a different outfit. The next one was my brother. My mom was talking to him on the phone and he said that he was on his way home. As soon as she hung up, my brother walked in the door. He talked to us for a little bit. My mom wanted to make him take out the garbage or something, and then walked into the bathroom. He had been in the bathroom for like 15 minutes, and then I got the sick feeling again. I asked if he had fallen in or something. Then my real brother walked in and was freaked out. My mom checked on him all night to make sure he was okay. Both times they had darker eyes, and it felt like some sort of dream, but I was definitely awake, and other people had witnessed it." According to one Redditor, a fake mom was beckoning her away from this realm. And I begin the story when I quote, "When I was 9, I stayed home sick," and I put sick in quotation marks. "I distinctly remember that I wasn't actually sick, simply playing hooky to avoid bullying. Kids are cruel, as I did that a lot around that age. I awoke from a nap, turned on the TV in our living room, and scrolled through some channels when my mother suddenly leaned over the bar and stared at me without saying anything. I had been awake for a few minutes at this point, so I can't rightly blame sleep paralysis for all of this. Now, whatever this thing was, it was entirely identical to my actual mother. It sounds weird to describe, but it's as if the only difference was that this thing was pretending to be my mom had never felt a single motion in its life. It was unsettling. It beckoned me, and I attempted to talk to her as it would my mother. She kept beckoning, refused to answer, and that's when I sensed something horribly wrong. Naturally, I started screaming at this thing to answer me. It just kept beckoning. I bolted, running out of the room and into the yard, screaming for help, yelling for help. My mother, the real one, had been working in the yard and came rushing over. I told her what I had seen, and she soothed me with easy explanations that it must have been a fever dream. But thankfully, she stayed by my side the rest of the afternoon, as I was a nervous wreck." And that's it for our real life horror stories involving doppelgangers. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And now, unfortunately, it's time for us to sign off for tonight. So, if you would please join me in the outro so I could probably say goodbye to you guys until next week, it'll be greatly appreciated. And without further ado, I want to thank you guys so much for joining me for tonight's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And as usual, I'm Tori from Demimond Paranormal. Don't forget to join us on Facebook.com, Demimond Paranormal. We're a private supernatural group. And I think you'll have a good time with our little supernatural family. We discuss all things paranormal. That includes ghosts, witches, vampires, cryptids, you name it, we got it. We even have a little bit of dark history. So please, if you would like to join us, please do. We'd be more than happy to allow one more member into our, or a few more members, into our little family. So with that being said, have a good night, make good choices, stay safe, be kind to one another, and I will see you all next week, next Friday, for an all-new episode of Demimond Paranormal Podcast Edition. Until then, toodaloo and take care, and as always, stay spooky.